Welcome to the Norwich Public Schools. I'm Lisa Hughes, Director of Student Services and Special Education. We are happy to have you in our district today. Our Student Services team is a dedicated group that works closely with our building-based leadership and school-based teams to benefit students with disabilities across the district. We are committed to continuous improvement and high-quality, specially designed instruction and services for our students. We have several current initiatives in the district to highlight that we believe will increase student achievement over time. We have our behavior infrastructure, our foundation for everything that we are doing, with our board certified behavior analysts and registered behavior technicians in each of our schools and across our classrooms. They are trained in safety care curriculum as trainers in de-escalation and have trained over 150 individuals in the district in this very important curriculum that has led to a lot of our challenging behavior and our mental health and trauma-informed practices becoming center stage in our schools. We are very proud of the work that's being accomplished with safety care curriculum. In addition, we've implemented unique learning system and accessible literacy learning in our most supported classes. This has led to our teachers working together to observe each other's classes, learn from one another, and talk about our unique learning system and literacy learning to see what kinds of things we can get accomplished with our students. We're really excited to continue this initiative into next year and beyond, and always looking for additional high-quality curriculum as well. We have, in addition to that, our resource classes and teachers have been in a cycle of training in multisensory teaching techniques, whether that's in Orton-Gillingham or in Wilson Reading. We have been implementing both of those supports in our resource classrooms, in addition to all sorts of supports in mathematics, including touch math, and working on developing universal design for learning in our mathematics classes, especially with our push-in services. But we are also focused on what of high quality is occurring in our resource pullout supports during those intervention times. And we are working very hard on that currently. We also have ongoing high quality IEP training. We have gone through the modules, and we are working with our IEP coordinators to assist supervisors and case managers in ensuring compliance, as well as rigorous and measurable IEP goals that are individual to the student. So that is a continuous process that we work on all of the time. And of course, as we have gotten to know CTSEDS in the second year, we have been able to troubleshoot together with the support of the state. We are really proud of ongoing paraeducator training beyond our state requirements in tailored professional development modules that we have made in terms of a homegrown kind of module method. We've looked for those kinds of suggestions from our paraeducators and also our teachers as to what training is needed. And we've worked on developing modules in ASD, working with students with challenging behavior, trauma-informed practices, to name a few. In addition, we have implemented something called the Embedded Inclusion Institute in each of our schools. And that is a practice that is a learner-centered planning and meaningful inclusive opportunities analysis for students with disabilities, where teachers and families come together, talk about one student through a strength-based lens. And in our analysis of that work, we've added 1 to 2 hours of meaningful inclusion for over 64% of the students involved in the Embedded Inclusion Institute. We plan on continuing that work moving forward as we continue to explore co-teaching in the district, which is happening in pockets across the district. We are so lucky to have Parents with a Purpose, which is a new parent-led group in our district that meets about twice a month virtually. We have worked closely with that group and the leadership in that group to help them find guest speakers from within the district to come and talk with families. We have had our speech language pathologist, our BCBA, social worker, our superintendent attends. So it's a really supported environment for parents to come and discuss what it's like having a child with a disability. And we're also very fortunate to have a family resource individual who works for the Norwich Public Schools, helping guide that work to help match resources with families. In addition to that, our preschools are working on Teaching Strategies Gold, that high quality, multi-sensory teaching curriculum is embedded in our integrated preschools. And currently the preschool coordinator is working with the preschool on intervention systems and an MTSS or SRBI system in our preschool with tiered intervention. So that's very exciting. We have some upcoming events. One of them is our 7th annual Autism Wellness Fair, in which we invite community resources into the district. We have a very well-attended event with resources and activities. And this year we're adding a sensory space and all kinds of wonderful things to bring our families in and support them. In addition to that, our Transition Academy is up and running and we have approximately 30 students right now. We're looking to have a special type of program next year where we'll have kind of a pre-vocational or pre-transition program feeding into our transition program for some of our students with more significant needs coming to us of transition age. We're really excited about that program and everything that we have planned for that. We hope that you have a great day in the Norwich Public Schools, and please reach out to me or any of our team members if you have further questions or would like clarification about anything that you've seen today. And as I said, we welcome your feedback, and thank you for being here.